All right. Yeah.
Imagine being the cousin and actually just getting tired of it. Because that's 8 years.
I reckon. Oh, right. Sorry, guys. In case you just joined us and you're out of the blue and you're like, what the hell are they talking about? Maybe you haven't heard. Yeah, you haven't heard of the story. You haven't heard that Kanye West say he sucked his cousin dick till he was 14 years old. It's a big story. Sims, did you know?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I love the photo. I love the photo.
That's a great picture.
It's like his mouth couldn't be more closed if he tried for sucking his cousin's dick story.
Basically welded.
There are so many layers of fucking comedy there.
Well, let's move on. I know that you guys are reluctant to. You love this story so much. You can't. You want to keep talking about it all day.
Why I laugh at these things? Because this is terrible.
It is terrible.
I can't help it. Just find it so funny.
No, it's awful. All right, so let's talk a little bit about some of the other stuff that's going on. We'll start off with a bit of sport for this morning.
All right.
Ben has got an update for us. Simpiwe asked before we started the show this morning, didn't somebody win some league thing?
There's always so much of that happening.
Ben just died inside. He's like, I'm here every week talking about this, but you don't care. Simpiwe's like, no, but I knew about it. So I don't even know what she's talking about. So let's get some.
There's some league. Wait, let me get some knowledge, Ben. There is some league, and there's a team that won. Oh. Correct. That's kind of wrapped up or is wrapping up.
Well, Jesus. Like we're in the pivotal stage now, where the football seasons are coming to a crescendo. Yes.
Thank you. You see?
You're going to count that as a victory?
Yes, because I know that it's coming to an end.
You're like Herman Mashaba trying to claim credit for getting that brought down again.
And there's obviously going to be a team that wins. I just want to know who's winning.
You're right. You're right. Liverpool. Okay, so look, in the Premier League, obviously, which no one talks about anymore, Liverpool are going to win because they're very much far apart and all the other teams are focused on other things that are really important. Like the FA Cup, for example. Other teams are focused on that. So this weekend, we get to see the FA Cup semis where Liverpool aren't in. So Crystal Palace, massive focus for them. They take on Aston Villa, 6:15 Saturday.
Scunthorpe United?
Not there.
Oh.
Fell out earlier, but thanks for asking.
Accrington Stanley?
No, also not there.
Oh, damn.
Sunday, Nottingham Forest, this is their major focus, are taking on Man City, also their major focus, Hoppers 5. So we've got FA Cup semis, major deal. But then there's also CAF Champions League semis.
Okay.
So we have this really amazing opportunity where it could be an all SA final. Hmm. Because Pirates are taking on the Pyramids. They're on the one half. And then Al Ahly and Sundowns on the other half.
Ooh.
But unfortunately, so at Sundowns and Pirates at home semis and they drew 0-0. Mm-hmm. So now they've got to go to Egypt and play the Pyramids and Al Ahly. And they get hectic there. Like they shine lasers in your eyes.
Oh, really?
They shout Arab chants. And it's very very hostile. But good. This is happening tonight, guys. So Friday today is a huge day of sport. Al Ahly versus Sundowns at 6, followed by Pyramid versus Pirates at 8. So this is huge. If they can somehow get a goal and win the game, they come back and it's CAF Champions League final here.
With no lasers in your eyes.
No, because people... Football hooliganism in general fuckery internationally is pretty bad.
Yeah.
You watch a Soweto derby. Oaks are having a draw.
Oh, got makarapas on.
Pirates fans, Chiefs fans.
Brying in the stands.
They sit amongst each other. There's none of this like home and away bullshit. Our Oaks actually need more credit. It's like an Esperance came here and they wanted to cause fights. Some of the Sundowns guys were actually saving lives.
Yeah, exactly. So we're better than them.
I think we are better. And it'd be really great if we can get this CAF Champions League because Bafana riding high right now. We've got our guys playing well. There's belief in the system. I reckon people are saying, footballer, and they're not laughing at them anymore like they used to.
Yes.
There's a lot of pride going on there. So I'm really excited about that. Yes. If you want to know more about football, this week on The Bounce Show, huge episode with Stanton Fredericks. And, of course, he's played in many, many Soweto derbies. He's traveled the world playing football. So we interview him. You got to watch that episode. It was Sandile's favorite episode of all time because childhood hero on the couch here. There's also a huge rugby this weekend. And again, big one today. Hey? Zebre versus Edinburgh, Cardiff versus Munster, and Glasgow versus the Bulls. So we know the Bulls are probably going to get a top four finish, which gets them a home quarter, which is lekker. But they need to try to get that top two because that gives them a chance for home semi. It's all about the hierarchy. And they've gone with a bit of a strange...
Prince Harry should wish for a home semi.
He should. So the Bulls, They take you on Glasgow. Glasgow are currently second. The Bulls are currently third. Okay, so this is a big game for them away. Mm. Then they come back with two home games. So they're going to try to leave everything out on the pitch tonight. 8:35, they've gone with three locks in their forward pack, which is a little bit strange. Nokia is going to play flank and not lock this week. And then on the bench, they haven't got a huge amount of pace. So Glasgow are a very high-tempo team. Bulls, I don't, there's clearly a strategy here. They're going to try to keep it tight. I don't know if it's going to work, but they played bloody well against Munster last week. They won that one. Maybe they got the same sort of game plan here. And then tomorrow, if you are at Ellis Park, hooray, 4 o'clock, Lions taking on Connacht. And then the big game for down south, because the Stormers, they've got four home games in a row. That's how they finish the season. They need to win all of them. They beat the Connacht last week. They're taking on Benetton this week. That's a 6:15. And then Ulster away to the Sharks. Sorry, Sharks away to Ulster. 8:35. Scarlets will take on Leinster as well. Ospreys versus Dragons. So it is a full URC weekend. And all these games mean something because we get into that playoff stage.
Uh-huh.
Three rounds left.
This is what Simpiwe was talking about.
Come on now.
It's the bottom line of the season. Now I get you. So yeah, you're obviously wondering, are Accrington Stanley actually safe in League 2?
Yeah.
No. There's two games to go. They need to do is get
That's
one point.
That's all anyone's asking.
They just need one point, okay? Hmm. And then they're unassailable and staying up.
Right.
Of course, the bottom two teams, they fall away. So Carlisle and Morecambe, pretty much you're going to go down another notch, which means probably less free pints at your local bar. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Accrington Stanley away to Walsall tomorrow.
Well, that's a great team.
They just need one point over the last two games. I think they can do it. Oh. I really do. But another big thing for this weekend is the UFC. So you know how it works, like the big number events once a month, and then have the fight night events. So this one is in Kansas. They don't go that often. Ian Machado Garry is basically the Prince Harry of MMA. Hmm. He's taking on Carlos Prates. Now, he took this fight on 12 weeks' notice because Ian, he's not quite there on the title just yet. So he needs to kind of get some big wins up. He lost to Shavkat Rakhmonov, which kind of took his unbeaten run and sort of stalled his career slightly. So to his credit, Ian, he has taken this fight on short notice, and a win here will do wonders for him. The press conference is a bit weird. This guy is a bit odd. He's a bit deranged, but he's very talented. And Prates, well, he looks like the kind of guy that you don't want
to
befriend.
That's how I'd like to be described on my tombstone.
Deranged.
A bit deranged, but he was talented. I think that's a great compliment.
Carlos Prates looks like he's literally from a prison movie. So that could be an interesting thing. But the main part about why I'm bringing up the UFC fight night is that our friend Cameron Simon is back.
Oh,
so he's had some injury layoffs. He's had a bit of a tough run of things. When we interviewed him here on The Bounce, you know, he gave a real insight into how difficult this career really is to try and maintain. And he's still a young guy. He's still such a promising contender. And he's taking on Malcolm Wellmaker, who is currently an unbeaten fighter from 8 fights, I think it was.
Again, not a name of a fighter.
Yeah. Malcolm Wellmaker.
My name is Malcolm Wellmaker. I'm your accountant.
So that's a big
thing,
guys.
That's how you expect it to go,
so
right?
That'll be...
Oh, yeah. Malcolm Wellmaker. Going to fucking kill you.
Well, I hope that Cameron does fucking kill him because it's a big fight for Cam. It's huge. You know, if you go into any
obviously
sort of,
we're backing him.
On any sort of online chat, like Cam's lost his last two fights and the UFC is a very cutthroat kind of place and the haters will all be saying this could be his last fight if he loses. I think Cam's in a very good space. I think he's put all the hard work in. So I reckon he can win this one. But on broader UFC matters right now, the big talking point is what's happening for UFC 317. So every year there's International Fight Week, and they have a UFC on International Fight Week. It's in Vegas. Mm-hmm. It's like Comic-Con for fighters. Everything comes to Vegas, and the big crowning thing is the UFC event. So that's 317. Now, there's all these rumors about who's going to headline because that's like the big prestigious thing to get.
Mm.
You get more money and it's just a really big deal. So Drickus was always kind of like sort of slated as being maybe the guy who's going to be on this card.
Oh, yeah?
He's going to fight Khamzat Chimaev. Now, all these injury rumors are coming out. The fight was
Khamzat
canceled.
Chimaev sounds like he was in the Borat movie.
He does look a bit like that too. He's a Chechen Swede.
Oh.
Who now I think has someone gave him a passport. There's always a long story with this one.
Passport.
He's amazing. He's America. Great. But he's unbeaten, but he's also like, you never know if he's going to make it to the fight because he's got like an illness or a visa issue or he can't fight in America. There's a big story with this guy all the time. Of course, Dricus being the genius that he is in fighting, he pulls the strings all the time. So the reason the rumors came out that Dricus is injured is because Kamsat came out with some eloquent tweet saying, this guy is full bullshit or something.
Yeah.
And then Dricus...
I have better prostitute.
Dricus is far too clever for the people he fights against. He then read this whole thing about, okay, let's look at my career for the last 2 years and look at your career.
Hmm.
And his record's sketchy. Like, yes, he fights, he wins, but he sometimes just doesn't make it to the fight, or he'll miss weight, or there's always some sort of weird injury. And then during COVID, he had this massive cry.
Pulling a donkey uphill. He
had this massive cry during COVID, like, oh, I'm going to retire because, you know, my health and all this kind of stuff. And he was like coughing blood in the sink. But Oak's a mess. But now Dricker said yesterday that he's not injured. The fight will be announced shortly. Everyone just calm your tits. So it's going to be a very interesting kind of few weeks in the MMA world. And then, of course, Ilia Topuria, who's gone from featherweight up to lightweight. He's one of my favorite fighters. This guy is amazing. He is going to be fighting for the lightweight title, as rumors are to be believed. But who it'll be, who knows? Islam Makhachev as well. The guy, he's a very inactive champion. And then there's rumors that he'll go up to welterweight because he's very big for his division. So it's like the UFC and MMA has taken a bit of a slant this year, though. Like a bit of a in the doldrums. Not great fight cards, not great fight stories, but it always ramps up coming into the middle of the year, International Fight Week.
Wow.
And Dricus is, I mean, he's the big card. He's the big draw card in the UFC right now. And I don't think the UFC like that because they want an American kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you've got all these foreigners who have now basically taken over the UFC. I don't know if that's really what they want, but that's what they've got.
You know, we have beef-fed, homegrown, tough Pretoria types. You know, that's what we've got. And the Kazakhstans and they have nuclear reactors and mutation. So let's see. May the best man win.
Mm-hmm. That's what the UFC should be. It's about the best fighters. It's the ultimate fighting championship. And unfortunately, America doesn't have many of those ultimate fighters right now. There's Georgians and Chechens and Kazakhstans and
And South Africans.
Dagestans. And then there's our South African guy who will just, he will fuck you up.
Mm.
And he'll don't even try and talk shit to him because he's just going to roast you, which he does so well. Like there was a one-eyed Azerbaijani was, I don't know where he's actually from.
We had one eye.
He was trying to give Dricker shit. And it's like, bro, you haven't even got all your senses. Don't even try to come at me here. You've got like...
He's got one eye.
Yeah, he's got one eye. So he can't fight in America because he won't pass the sort of fitness test. Yep. So he fights in Saudi or he fights in UAE because they allow him to fight.
Quite a tough life.
But he's got the temerity through his one eye to throw shit at Dricus. He's like, no, that's not how it works.
Shut up, Cyclops.
Exactly. So UFC is going to be back this year, guys. In the next couple of months, it's going to be hugely exciting. So get into it this weekend. Right. And obviously cheering on Cam. So
talking about roasting, Simpira tells me that Netball South Africa needs to account for some 90 million rand. So I, first of all, didn't even realize there was a Netball South Africa. I mean, forgive me. And we're giving them almost 100 million rand?
It makes sense. It's the biggest, second biggest sport in the country, so they need resources. You know,
hang on.
But let me explain what Enoch
Godongwana, who is about to give us a VAT increase, you can cut funding to Netball South Africa, and I'll be okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, maybe Ben, not so much. Maybe Simpiwe, not so much. But for me, if you could save 100 million, let me tell you something. If I had 100 million rand, you'd never hear from me again. I'd be living in a White Lotus resort, okay? I'd be just chilling. I would be the happiest guy. You'd never hear from me again.
We'd all be Gary.
100 million. And we're giving that to what, netball?
Yes, that's fine because it's a huge participation sport.
No, it's not fine. Let me give you the context in which they got this 90 million.
Wait, first, just tell me why netball would be.
Netball's huge. It's gigantic.
Like, for who?
Gareth, more people play netball than play rugby. More people play netball than cricket. Well, professionally, that's where it kind of drives
at school,
up.
Maybe.
School, exactly. Participation. Oh. But Netball SA, they have that money to do that, to get the participation up.
Then let me tell you.
I know it's being stolen by some puss, but
here's the story.
Here's the story. So Netball South Africa was grilled by Parliament's Portfolio Committee for Sports, Arts and Culture. In essence, Netball South Africa needs to account for 90 million rand, which was used for the 2023 Netball World Cup. It was a historic World Cup because it was the first time Africa had staged the Netball World Cup.
Yep.
60 million rand went to flooring and the venue. and the other 30 million for the World Cup, the Netball World Cup. Accounts from whistleblowers say that there has been a massive mismanagement of funds. And that's why they need to account.
So who's the person in charge?
I love that term, whistleblower. We should all just have whistles and just blow them. And
by the way, I'll add to that story because I saw it on the news. So the woman in charge didn't pitch for those hearings. Because she's clearly got, you know, something to hide. They asked them about consultants who were paid millions. I don't know what kind of rocket science consulting you need in netball. You know, people working out the trajectory of the ball at maximum velocity when the wind is blowing in the opposite direction. Like, what kind of consulting do you need? And especially if we're wasting 90 million rand.
Come on now.
Yeah, it's absolutely criminal. I think the point I'm making is that money should go to the sport. It shouldn't be stolen.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not trying
Then we're all agreed.
We all agreed.
Yeah.
Completely.
So, okay.
Yeah. And the thing is, flooring was a line item for my bank account.
Yeah. Ne?
That World Cup, sure, it was great they had a World Cup. I thought the format was stupid. We spoke about it on the show.
Uh-huh. Mm.
But to siphon that money and use it as an excuse because we got in a World Cup, send the person to jail.
Yeah. Jail.
Reopen Robin
Jail.
Island.
Okay. So let's talk about the kind of people who would watch netball in their spare time. Apparently, Ben, there's an old man at your gym who talks to all the young girls. Is he making them uncomfortable?
This guy I find fascinating here. So I go to a nice gym. Like, I like my gym.
Bring Simpiwe's coffee. Just cross. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine, James. I'm still okay.
Producer James, making sure we look after Princess Simpiwe over here.
Thank you so much.
All right, so carry on.
I go to a nice gym, okay? Yeah. And if you're in Joburg, I go to Move in Melrose Arch.
Oh, very fast.
Cool. Okay. It's like everything you need. And there's this guy I find I go there because I love working out because it's like where I am in my life and I'm pretty good at it because I've got good systems and discipline, all that kind of stuff. But there's no doubt about it. Gyms and people watching is a huge thing.
Yes.
So I'm not shifting plates. I look around. I'm a human being. And there's this one dude. He has a bowl at literally every remotely good looking girl there. This guy, he's so fascinating. Like, he must be late 60s, maybe mid to late 70s. He's kind of like, he's got like these white hair, but he works out, okay? So he's always in like track pants and a vest.
Good shape as
well. For his age, great shape. But what I love about him is that he'll just, headphones on or not, he'll talk to every girl there.
Love it.
And I don't know if he's like selling something or he's just, you know, old people, like, they're very chatty.
Yeah.
And then I think what they do is they get away with the fact that people feel obliged to talk back to old people.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If I go to talk to every girl in the gym, it's either going to work or I'm going to look like a creep.
Yeah.
You're a creep.
There we go. Thank you.
No, I could tell you
enjoy the hesitation on that. Will you give us some thoughts?
No, man. I'm talking in the context of gym and females working out. If like some guy comes up to me and he's trying to talk to me, if it's not about my form, don't talk to me. I don't want to hear it.
Ah, Simpiwe, but
I don't want to hear it.
But if that,
that were true, I'm not saying it isn't for you, but if that were true, why do girls wear makeup to gym?
They're not working out. Let me tell you.
Some of them pretend to be working out. Some of them wear those gym clothes, which are actually just sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Karen, don't sound like an old misogynist. Women like to just look good because it makes them feel good. That's not the argument.
I'm not even saying there's a problem with it. She's the one who's saying there's a problem.
I've seen some of this gym apparel. Yes, it's a bit too sexy for gym. I do agree. It's very suggestive. Where I'm just like, ma'am. With that, I do agree that some women do go and they you know, maybe are scouting for a healthy guy. A gym, but then there's some of us who genuinely just want to work out, you know, and then
absolutely
that's what I'm saying. That if you approach me, unless it's about my form,
I get you.
Out of all the places you're gonna meet someone, gym is not the worst place to meet,
But I'm like sweating,
they can accept you like that, they'll accept you almost in any condition.
Oh.
Plus, this old guy might just be a really friendly man. He could be a creep, he might be a really friendly old guy.
He comes across. So I've walked past a few of his conversations because it's hard not to. The guy's But he talks to these women for like long, and you can see the try walk away a little bit.
No, that's
but
wrong.
He's in for 5-10 minutes, eh?
Oh no!
And he's telling stories, and I always look at these women and I think they're being polite, aren't they? Because he's old.
They want to tell him to fuck off.
Like if 30-year-old guy would be like, "Hey," they would be like, "Oh yeah, I'm just busy right now," or be like, "Oh, my headphones, I didn't hear you." Sorry.
So it's because he's old.
That's what I think. That's right.
I think there's a general. South Africans are polite across the board,
but not. What I find interesting, like, is he leaning in on that, or is he just oblivious and he thinks he's just like, "Yeah, I'm a chatty guy."
No, he's calling.
I reckon
them.
He's
no. The fact that you picked up that he only talks to the females, that means he does it on purpose.
He hasn't spoken to me yet. Put it that way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
onto you, dude. But there's Jim fascinates me. I go Monday to Friday. I love it. But there's all these dynamics of people in play. Like, people always go, "Oh, you know, you go to the gym, you talk to chicks." I am petrified to talk to a girl in the gym because I have no idea how old they are.
What do you mean? So,
because, Gareth, I cannot tell if a girl is 17 or 27. There's this range. You're in gym. Everyone's like, it would be the, somebody would back me up here. It would be the weirdest thing if I talk to someone and this chick's like, "What the fuck is this guy talking to me? I'm like all of 18. It is so hard to differentiate age in gym. Am I the only one?
Oh. No, that's him.
No, that's not it. No, he's older than that. He's older than that.
I like his shirt. It says pop pills, smoke weed, eat shrooms, and fuck bitches. What a sexy shirt.
It's a bit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, Gareth, when you go to the gym, like anywhere in life, if you see an attractive woman, you look at her, not like a...
Yeah, you don't want to be... You like don't want way. To
you notice, ogle her. You notice her and you can't help but look, okay? Like anybody, anything that looks good in life, we're drawn to that.
Yeah, of course.
But... Can you confident like I can't work out age anymore, and it's a real hindrance.
Sabrina finds this very funny.
I find it funny too because like this good looking woman in this gym, and people just go, "Oh yeah, there's great chicks there, bro. Let's hook up with chicks." That's what guys say. Like, dude, I have no idea who I'm talking to. I am so on the back foot. I know. Do you not have that problem? Like, you go to the gym.
No, and I'm not really very chatty.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, either am I. But it's just
I'm. Kind of for me, it's 45 minutes to an hour of actually doing stuff. Mm. And for example, yesterday I bumped into a friend of mine and we had a nice catch up about like living forever and all these different things he's been doing. He's done the ozone, you know, in the blood transfusion thing. He's going to Mexico to try some other shit. It was an interesting conversation. But I can say, with peace and love for this friend of mine, I was ready to carry on after 3 to 4 minutes of chatty chat. I'm done. Now, you know, like the stop and chat's unnecessary.
Yes.
Frankly, there are places where you will be trapped. There are certain machines where you're hemmed in. And then if someone wants to monopolize your conversation or you're like this old guy and you want to now talk to every girl, you're going to wait till they go there and then they can't really get away. And I think that's entrapment of some kind.
It is. It's
and the same thing happens in the sauna. Yeah. Sometimes
sauna's fair game.
These old guys. The old guys are always the ones who want to talk the most. They want to talk to you. This is their moment to have a chat.
But the reason I bring it up is that like I look at the old dude and he's like, he ever has a bowl at everybody. So if you see someone who's attractive at gym, you should go talk to him like the old guy. I just think, nah, I just can't be that guy.
I'm not a chat to people at gym.
This guy chatted to me this week. He used to be a power lifter or something.
Oh,
he wanted to chat about like the weights. Like for my size, I'm proportionally very strong because I've been doing this for a while. So he wanted to chat to me about certain things. And it was cool, but it was cool until, as you say, that 3 minute mark. Because also like I'm in between sets now. So now my rest period and
this is longer and it's messed up.
And you like see, frequency is now.
This is why I don't want to, unless it's about my phone, right, don't again, talk to me.
Just like with Diddy, with Kanye sucking he cousin dick, we have agreed now, and we also agreed don't irritate people in the gym.
Yes, we're so, there for a reason.
And the third thing we discovered this morning is don't burden other people with your problems. Keep it to yourself. Just push on through life. Not we don't need to know all your problems.
But I reckon every gym has an old guy who just talks to the girls.
They do. Yeah, I've seen them.
Stop it.
Girls, just stop being polite.
But now, will you become that person?
I hope not. But if I am, I hope someone will say to me, "Hey, listen, old man, stop bothering me. I'm here to train."
But no one wants to be rude to an old person.
Oh, yes, you can.
You can, but the thing, yeah, because he strikes me as not creepy or anything like negative, but I just love the fact that the soak, every single day, like there's no inhibitions there. It's amazing.
I keep being pulled into political conversations in the sauna.
So
there'll be like two black guys and a white guy in there. And they're like, yeah, Gareth, what do you think about the ANC? They are making terrible mistakes.
Out of all places.
And I'm like, okay. I'm not, I don't want, because I don't want to have an in-depth conversation about this. I really don't. First of all, I don't feel I'm that connected to the news. Not by people who are.
To the average person, you very much are.
Okay, sure. But I'm not a news hound, and I'm not paying attention to all the editorials, and I'm not reading into why Helen Ziller called a press conference, or I really don't know any of those things. So I have probably the same amount of knowledge as the average person. And I've never proposed to anybody that I know more than them. So I don't want to have those conversations anyway. Second thing is, I don't want to have these conversations with those guys because I don't know. I don't know anything about them. They're not my friends. I'm being polite in that case. I'm the one who's being polite and having the conversation. And it's no skin off my back. I mean, I'm okay. What else am I? I'm not going anywhere. So for those 10 minutes, I'm there anyhow. I just don't want to be in that conversation. I just realized, like, I have decided that outside of the show, I don't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
I'll talk to people on the show.
I feel like
I'll have conversations on the show. But really, apart from my very good friends and my family, an economy of words is the direction I'm headed in. So if I see you, you say, how are you? I'll go, good. Then I'll wait for you. If you have something to say, you'll go, yeah, so what do you think of this VAT hike? Huh? What I really want to do is say, there's a show about it. We spoke about it this morning at 6 o'clock. Go watch that. I don't have to have individual conversations with everyone I meet now through the course of the day about the VAT increase because I've said what I wanted to say about it.
On a slightly different note, you think there's something as a weird dynamic that we used to talk to people to learn things, but now we have all the answers.
Well, ChatGPT does.
Yeah, no, but we have access to all the answers, right? We don't need other humans.
Yeah. Oh.
And I sometimes worry that I become very reclusive because I have no need for information.
You're a hermit.
Yeah. But you I have are. No need. It's like, I need to go to this event because I want to talk to this person about something. That person knows these things. Not that I know everything, but for my life, because I don't believe you should know everything. Know what you know.
You never will.
You never will. But I don't feel that pressing need to go up to someone in the gym and go, you're in really good shape. How did this happen?
Yeah.
It's like, I know that through.
To go back to your old guy, he's not asking. He's not going for information.
I know. This is the thing.
He wants connection, but I think he's also some childish part of him is just hoping one of these hot girls says, you know what, Gramps, let's go over on the hay.
Yeah.
Because he'd understand that kind of language. That's how he'd put it. Hey, you young whippersnapper, are you in the mood to go for a roll in the hay with Gramps over here? And maybe he's striking a lot. I mean, he's being bowled out a lot, but every now and then he'll hit a run.
The Soak knows every girl in that gym.
Right.
Yeah.
Look as well. Let me tell you something. Let me give him a tip. Maybe this will work. Stop talking to all the girls. Because all the girls figure it out. Like the other girl, like, oh, yesterday I saw him.
Well, that's why I don't talk to all the girls, exactly.
Yeah, and then like, oh, today he's talking to me. That means I'm not that special.
No. Correct.
So
correct.
That's the tip.
All right, old man. If you're watching this show this morning, it's all for you. We've basically dedicated the whole of the last 15 minutes just to you, old man.
If anybody knows who I am, watches this show and sees me at the gym.
Yeah, you're fucked. You're never going to have a chance.
That guy over there, I mean, I talk to no one in the gym. Yeah. I mostly wear black.
Guy just talks about all of us.
And then look at me. You can't shut me up.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So apparently, this is interesting too. There is a lot of, there's always a lot of gray area around DM etiquette. or just messaging etiquette in general, but particularly if you don't know someone and you message them on Instagram or X or whatever for the first time as a direct message. Mm-hmm. There are certain ways to go about it. You've got to be really careful. I know people who send celebrities like, oh, yeah, you really fucked up there, Kanye. And they expect a reply.
Never. You know?
It's never going to happen. I mean, sure, he sucked dick once, but he's not going to suck yours.
H-ears, Gareth. H-ears.
So you have to be careful how you do this. And not just with famous people, with people you don't know,
yes.
With people who are at the gym, for example, and you see them and you find their Instagram handle and then you message them. So what do you think the right modus operandi here should be?
There's so much around DMs and stuff because what you just mentioned there, that's the cold stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, Sims, I'm sure you've got some great insights in this, but my biggest DM issue is when your mates DM you stuff, but you've seen it like 8 times already.
Oh.
Or they've DM'd you like 8 things.
And oh, we gotta talk about God laws.
And you want to get into it, but you can't. And then I'm at the point now where I know it's gonna take 3 seconds to put a smiley emoji face, mm-hmm. but I can't. Like I'm almost
you don't
want
to encourage them.
I'm stuck and I'm broken. But at the same time, I think it's a very beautiful thing that someone saw something funny in life and they associated funny and me together and they sent that. There's something wonderfully beautiful and simple about that.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck, can I cannot, my DMs are full of this stuff of people with good meanings and I can't respond. I'm stuck.
Well, to help you with that one, Ben, I think the first thing you do is just like reply like, oh, I've seen this. Ha ha ha.
That sounds dick.
It's not. I promise you. I promise you it's not, because then they know that you've seen the joke.
But that's just...
Because the whole point that I sent you that is because I saw it and I assumed you hadn't. That's the reason why I sent it to you.
All right. Let's take an example.
But then every single time I've seen that, because I see a lot. I get sent some all the time. I have funny friends. In numerous amounts, I'm very proud to add.
Let me show you an example. So here is something that I would have sent as a direct message to Ben, but he specifically asked me to stop sending him like gonks and weirdos and freaks. And
thank
you.
I appreciate
but,
how that's
But now you're
going
to have to see it anyway, because we're going to play it on the show. No, this is my new way of getting... You know how I said like I don't want to have conversations with people outside of the show anymore? Well, I got to suck it up here on the show. And you know what, Ben? So do you. When we're doing the show, you're going to watch. So here is a karaoke night. I don't know what the fuck's going on in this clip.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
You've got to watch. You try and explain to me what you think is happening here. It's a woman with a ventilator. There's a drag queen. There's a guy who's in a polo neck. I don't understand any of this, but I think it's very, very exciting. Whatever's going on here.
Allison Queen, feel the beats from the tambourine.
Jesus.
Shout out to the the backup singers.
Well, it's that enormous, that 9 foot high drag queen. I mean, she's 9 foot. That's a 9 foot.
There's so much happening.
That's a
there.
9 footer.
There's a lot.
You know?
There's a lot.
She's okay, as big as a Great Wall Shack.
Okay, Gareth, so now the third person that sends that to you, yes. What do you say to that third person?
No one sent that to me. I sent that to all of them.
Hypothetically speaking, okay, now you've received that for the third time.
No, so yesterday I got the twins.
What do you say?
Yesterday I got the twins from 48 people.
Yes.
Okay. The people who listen to the show, people who know that's exciting and right up my alley and everyone's going to be talking about it. I get it from close friends, I get it from acquaintances. I just look at it and then I move on.
So you don't respond?
No.
Okay.
You don't feel bad. Who has time?
But now, do you think people feel bad that?
No. Stop right there. We've got an ongoing theme in this morning's show. Have you noticed this? Too much politeness
is going to kill
you. I think politeness is great. The most polite thing you can do is ignore someone. Just ignore them. You don't. Not everything deserves a response, and you don't have to respond to everything.
Because when
you're a very polite person, sometimes, But yeah. this is an unnecessary area of politeness.
Good conversation then, because I just want people to know that I do look at it and I appreciate it. Because again, the sentiment, like I said, if you associate me with good times and these things and you send that, that's amazing. I like the fact that I'm that person, but I can't respond because I can't be like you and say, yeah, I've seen that. Because it's like,
yeah, I send that to my friends because then they know I've seen it.
Just stop.
They've got a chalkboard going, okay, yeah. Some people have seen that one. Tick.
I even if I'm going to see someone the next day and they're going to say, did you like that thing I sent you on Instagram? I'll go, what thing? In person, you can always have the discussion, right?
Mm.
But do a cost-benefit analysis of what could possibly happen if you send someone something on a DM and it's really funny. Best thing that could happen is they open it up, they watch it, they laugh their tits off, and they reply. That's the best thing that could happen. Next best thing, they open it, they laugh their tits off, but they don't reply. Middle of the road is they don't even bother opening it.
Mm.
On the negative side, it really upsets and offends them and they cry.
I'm also really okay with that.
But none of these things are a problem. None of them are going to have lasting impact on your life. You see, we have so little time.
We do have. This is the point I'm always making.
We have so little time. You know, whether it's being interrupted at the gym while you're training, whether it is sucking your cousin dick for eight years,
that's
unnecessary. We have no time. People don't have time to reply to every single thing that you send them.
Yeah.
And similarly, you don't have time to reply to everything that you get from them. These are not worth worrying about. So I would like to put your mind at ease, Ben and Simpiwe. Don't worry about it. Don't say, I've seen that already, Sims. That's like a lot of typing for
so mean.
People who don't deserve
it. So mean. I'm talking to my friend. You sent that to me. Girl, I've seen it.
Yeah, we can't.
It's like someone telling you a story. It's like, I've heard that story. Stop talking.
No.
Yeah, sometimes you do need to tell them.
I
advocate for something. You just need to let people know. I know what's up.
You know where people need to be polite? The only places people need to be polite are in real life. On the internet, there's a pretense of politeness for some. Those of us who were well-raised, you know you have to reply to someone if they send you a message. But actually, on the internet, doesn't matter. That's not the real world. In the real world, be polite. Let an old lady go before you at the shops. You know, don't block the aisle with your trolley. If you're invited to something, pitch up.
On time.
Reply to people when they message you on WhatsApp about some important arrangement. You know, these are politenesses that set you up in the world for success. But online, don't go out of your way to be horrible. Ghosting people, that's childish.
Mm. Yes.
If you want to, you can do that, but no one's going to respect you. Ghosting people's childish. Not replying to an important or urgent thing where people are trying to get hold of you. Maybe it's for business. Maybe it's for there's a death in the family or there's something.
Having to be somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, like the nice Nigerian chap who sent me this email yesterday to say that I have a relative I didn't know I had. And apparently I've won $100 million.
Oh, that's a pleasant surprise.
And I felt I needed to reply to him.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
That's just important. Polite, you know? Why are you smiling, Simpiwe?
You don't think girls got rich relatives?
In Nigeria?
In Nigeria, not at all.
Why you not think I have a rich relative in Nigeria? Oh?
My brother.
Huh? Hey, my brother. And my Lord Jesus Christ condemn you for your lies. I'll play that Nigerian pastor. She needs to be reminded.
Simpiwe's going to perish.
Tell Simpiwe again. Yeah, you need to be reminded before your long weekend.
Yeah,
bring the camera, son. Bring the camera. All the young girls who want to make life with pussy, your pussy will perish with you in hell. May your pussy perish with you. May your smooth pussy, Kenya pussy and tight pussy, perish.
Just picked up that he actually says creamier pussy, as in they were originally creamy pussies, but that your creamier one.
Oh, I do love being alive in this world. It is great to be. Isn't it great to be alive?
Oh, he's a lot.
He's a lot. All right. So here is something to truly make your day. I know we're not at the end of the show yet, but I think this is inspiring. I was going to end the show with it, but I feel like for those people who are having a rough day, rough start to the day, there was a lot of mist this morning. James said he basically didn't know how to drive out of his house this morning. Right, James? Yeah, you get bright lights on? Yeah. I drove here. I couldn't see a meter in front of me. I was like, I'm probably going to end up in Germiston. I didn't even know where Germiston is, but I would have ended up there.
Don't talk about Germiston because there was a heist recently there.
What?
There's always heist there.
Yes, they robbed a bank. So these
Germiston.
Germiston. Guys, they robbed a bank.
Germiston's so old school, hey? They still rob a bank.
Over the Easter holidays, they dug a tunnel underneath.
It's God.
It's a proper, like, they dug a tunnel, they went into the bank, they took an undisclosed amount of money,
they
actually escaped via that tunnel. They drilled underground. And there's a massive investigation. So Germiston is very... you don't want to be there right
My
now.
My Lord Jesus be with you. Germiston. Wow. Old school robbery, hey? Digging a tunnel. I mean, in an age of internet fraud, these guys are going, they're doing the hard yards.
Really rolling up the sleeves for a bit of old fashioned crime.
You have to respect that, right?
In a way.
Yeah. They probably planned it for 5 years.
I'm sure.
They got guys dig. I mean, digging a tunnel, that's.
I know, right? Like, where do you even start for you to.
Also, like, banks aren't just outhouses somewhere. They're attached to things like malls and buildings and stuff.
Yeah.
They have systems. How can you just somewhere dig a hole next to
a
bank?
What if you dig a hole and you end up in Toys R Us by mistake instead of the bank? Yeah, how disappointment.
This is why you're not the criminal. They did it successfully.
They planned this properly. I'd probably find myself in, like, a dentistry clinic or something. I go, oh, damn, there's nothing here that I want. Right?
Yeah.
Steal a few veneers on your way out.
I guess that's another plus about the roads being so fucked is that half the job's already done. They didn't really break the surface. They just move a couple of rocks away and then they could start digging.
That's true.
Yeah. Like the pavements here are so flip. I mean, you could just basically move a thing here and there.
Oh, so I was going to play the lemurs.
Sorry about
that. So this is exciting. Sorry. Yeah, I was completely distracted. The lemurs, which... I mean, the film Madagascar, the movie Madagascar really made lemurs famous. Mm. King Julian and all of that stuff, yeah. Right? Yes. So lemurs, turns out, because they're only from Madagascar, but it turns out they really love music.
Oh.
Watch this and you'll see what I mean. I think this is just the sweetest thing in the world. And a little bit of a positive spin on your Friday morning. So lemurs.
Let me photograph you in this slide, in case it is the last time that we might be exactly like we were before we realized we were sad of getting old. It made us restless. Just like a movie, just like a song when we were young.
The lemur's basically in love with him.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's Madagascar? Because now that we're a rainforest, I'm pretty sure that's just outside of Rosebank.
It could be in Rosebank. Could be in Germiston, for all you know.
That's the Germiston Park.
Listen, I told you I had a monkey in my garden the other day, a vervet monkey, which is kind of odd. I had a bat inside my house.
Yeah.
And not an old bat. A bat, as in a bat with wings. Old bat. What do you think? I invited Jenny Chris Williams over. What do you think was happening?
Sure.
No. So I think the animals should really take over. These lemurs, I invite them. I'll play music for them. They can come anytime they want.
Whenever I see a clip like that, I just think I want a place where I have all the animals. I really am like,
It's yeah, you had to clean up after them. It's not so much fun.
No, obviously you have staff and you have things in place. But what a cool thing to be able to just go home and like, what are you doing today?
Wall of pack.
The Lemurs and I are going to go through an old Beatles record that I found now, the other
can
day.
Can you imagine them with the Beatles? They'd love that.
But you're just chilling with lemurs.
Yeah.
Okay, it goes back to this whole thing about I don't need connections to learn things. I don't even need connections.
Just hang with the lemurs.
Just hang with the lemurs.
You could be on your phone playing songs for them.
So be like, when you see a clip like that, what do you think? White people are fucking weird.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy things white people do. Like, why would I put myself there? Right, it was well, cute to watch because so cool. The animals are like...
All right, well, let's talk about black people weird for a second. There was apparently a Zulu parade that everyone's talking about.
Gareth.
So this is your fucking... This is the Zulus. This is your people, huh? Gareth. All right, so let's go. And yours, Flex.
Oh, your people. Gosh.
All right, so okay. Let's go. Let's Zulus, take your place.
Okay, no. Okay. South Africans are furious. Not
why
just,
are they furious with the Zulus?
Not just the Zulu people. So there's this parade in America, New Orleans. Okay?
Oh.
And part of, not play, it's a Mardi Gras thing that they do every year, uh-huh. Right? And part of the thing is that they have like this... Zulu parade celebration. Oh, right?
I get the outfits wrong.
Completely. It's like complete blackface.
Oh, shit.
Here it is. Like.
Oh, wow. That's the Zulu parade?
Yeah, they call it the African Zulu parade.
Oh, my God.
And they dress up in this
I've never
attire.
Seen Zulus dressing like that.
Imagine, have you ever?
How?
Oh, wow.
You know, and this is them.
How? We are double geese.
Celebrating their Zulu heritage or culture, whatever nonsense
it is.
They did
spell Zulu right, though. Give them that.
Well, yeah, they're getting a bit closer
Zulu
now.
Zulu tramps.
But there's no way any self-respecting Zulu would have the orange and the pink and
no
the...
No way.
And the Zulu, what does it say there?
Zulu tramps.
Zulu tramps. I mean,
imagine
that's very insulting.
Imagine me calling myself that. I am a Zulu woman. And yeah. I can tell you now that this is like...
And are those white
word,
people
oh
painting themselves black?
No. So it's the black Americans
how?
in America.
Zorkshire.
Does that make it worse or better?
And... Well, this came to light this year, and obviously the Zulu people were like, what the heck? Like, this is not a clear representation of who we are.
Yeah.
And they said very nicely to the Americans, change the name, right?
Yeah.
Or like, get
maybe
it right.
Maybe Americans just don't care. They think Zulu just sounds cool. Because they do. They say it like
they
that.
Do.
Right?
And they watch one movie Zulu. Or one TV show. Yeah. That's it.
This was inspired by a play. Right, how this thing even came about that they saw and how they thought Zulu people were and was inspired by Shaka Zulu and his strength, yada, yada, yada. Okay.
Well,
but now we're in 2025.
I mean, if they won't be accurate.
And yes, like, so now, obviously, started off with the Zulu people saying, hey, guys, this is not correct. Either change the name or, you know, do a proper, accurate depiction of Zulu people. Then Americans, because these guys are like, you don't know our struggle. We are linked to Africa and we're not going to change it. This has been happening for decades. So, you know, South Africans now all have to be like, you don't touch
you don't,
one, touch
don't
all.
Mess with us. Yeah, yeah, yeah. and now all we need to do, I know what the solution is, by the way. All we need to do is send 3 taxi drivers.
Once.
Just to sort them all out.
Clean.
But you know those guys with the... The Impala,
yes, headband,
thing, and the they wear the beads, and they've got the thing on the mirror of the taxi. Just send 3 of those guys out there.
Clean.
They will sort all of those.
I just
think, trannies out.
I think we should start slow. They must first just meet Johnny Clegg and his music. Let's start baby steps with these guys.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is because there's a big back and forth Americans, South Africans now. And the one thing South Africans keep saying, we're unemployed. We have time to fight.
I love that.
Good point.
Okay, that is a good thing about being unemployed is we have time to fight.
So they're busy fighting off and... educating the Americans that are so stubborn. I don't know why they don't see anything
wrong
with this.
Although you say that, we're unemployed and we have time to fight. But it seems to me like Americans have lots of time for parades and stupid shit like that. When did we ever, when last did we do a parade?
Like,
South Africans don't have time for that shit, no. Right?
Springbok World Cup rugby.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, because the guys won.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine us going, oh, well, we're going to dress up as Germans today. And then we all wear, you know, Nazi uniforms. They would have they'd have a bit of a problem with that, the Germans. So if you are going to say you're a Zulu and you're going to call your thing, even if you don't know what it is, you're going to call your thing the Zulu Parade, then you either need to change the name because you're not Zulus.
Yeah.
Or you need to ask the Zulus what you could do to be more authentic. Because it's really, it's just, otherwise, you just like dressing up. It's cosplay. I think we got enough of that. Yeah. There are too many people cosplaying all the time. It's just enough.
Yeah, so don't do it. Okay? Oh. Stop it.
There we are. So the official Zulu spokesperson, Simpiwe Mthethwa.
Yes. You heard my name, Simpiwe Mthethwa.
There we go.
But they don't
it's
know.
About it. As Zulu as it gets. They call him Simpiwe Mthethwa. Mthethwa. She's the official Zulu spokesperson.
Amandla.
Yeah, that's great. Amandla. So talking about hand gestures, here's fun from someone with Down syndrome. How to give the middle finger if you have Down syndrome. Here we are. You ready?
Got the job done in the end.
He got the job done in the end. Toby or whatever his name is.
Oh, you're a good boy.
Well done, Toby. That's great. The EFF want to, speaking of Down syndrome, the EFF want to invade Orania. And Ben asked just now, like, why?
Why not?
But
what do you mean, why not?
Okay.
What's there?
No, let me say what's personally.
What are they doing?
As Simpiwe Mthethwa, I would like to go visit Orania. No, I'd like to see.
You can, though.
You can.
Yeah, but you have to get a Donbass.
No.
Yes. I did the research.
So two people I know have been there recently.
Were they white?
Yeah.
No,
this is black. The one is black.
Yeah, but the you one, need the, a pause.
No, the one is Sivengesi.
Yeah, he probably got a pause because we have our very own. Oh, now I'm airing his business on. Dion has a cousin who lives in Orania. Right?
How?
Yeah. Shocker. And I was like,
we've got such a nice mix of people here. We've got Simpiwe Mthethwa who represents all the Zulus. We've got Tian's cousin who's in Orania.
Yes. And I was like, I'd love to go just check out the place. What's,
you know where it is, right?
Yes, but I just
it's in this shitty, like, boring part of the Northern Cape.
I don't care.
You want to go? What do you want to see?
No, I just want to check it out. I want to go have coffee there.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't want to talk to the people. I just want to enjoy their vibe. Like, cool. Oh, how's the food? How's
take
the biltong?
To a place I've
the
never biltong been before,
must be
sure.
Amazing. Okay. Like, right. I just want to experience
I mean, in tourist, in terms of tourist destinations, it's not even in my top 1,000.
It's just there.
Guys, think, that's not quite the point yet. What I'm asking is, why would they, like you said, why don't they want to invade? What are they invading?
I think they just want to check it out.
No, invading is a big difference.
Yes, no, they said they're going
to
invade.
It's like there's a big difference between some people, I want to come to your house, and another one saying, I want to come and rob, burgle your house.
I want to invade your house.
They're very different things. My question is, why do these dipshits have any kind of animosity towards these guys who are very far away from everybody doing their thing? Very far away.
I know the answer. It's not a popular answer, but here it is. They have heard that these people are happy. And that they're happy without the EFF. And they can't handle it. They want to know how. That's why. They want to go there and figure out how are these people able to just do their own thing without anyone else being involved. When you hear about someone who's living in squalor and misery and they're a big problem and they're unhappy all the time, you don't want to go and visit them. But the EFF have heard, oh, these people don't need us. How is that possible when we think everyone needs us? We think we should be in charge of everything. So we want to go and find out. And we're going to do it because we think that they'll meet us with animosity, which is not necessarily true. It is possible for anyone who wants to go to Orania for a cup of coffee. Apparently, it's possible to do. Sivengesi's been, Penwell's been. There are a couple of people I know who've been there, and they say to me, it's very nice, but, you know, it's still not on my top 1,000 places I'd want to go. I can think of anywhere else I'd rather go before that.
It's the idea that somebody wants to go and invade a space.
It's because they've been told they're not welcome there now. All they want is to be there. It's like when you don't get the VIP tag, all you want to do is be in the VIP area.
Yeah, and you think it's so much more better.
And then when you get into the VIP area, like, you realize, actually, this is shit. All the people I really want to be with are in the normal area. It's childish. That's what it is.
Most of the things.
These are the same people who buy a very expensive bottle of whiskey because they think other people give a shit what whiskey they're drinking.
But also, I think they use certain words to kind of get their attention. Like if they just said, hey, we want to hang out in Oranje, no one would care.
Yeah.
But you use the word invade, even though they probably just want to check it out and see what the hype is.
No, they're just shit stirring. Right. This is all they do in the EFF. They want to shit stir. So are you going to go for your cup of coffee?
Is Tion's
cousin going
to
organize it for you? Because that would be fascinating.
How old is Tion's cousin?
I have no idea. Okay,
you can't tell how old anyone is anyway. So what the fuck does it matter?
Mate, I'm thinking around your date.
Oh. Oh, it's a girl cousin?
No, I don't.
Why is Sophia and I lesbian?
I don't know.
I'm asking for you, you idiot. You said around your date.
Hey, all I know is that Tion has a cousin there. That's it. Finish and
okay. Imagine
if Sophia goes to Aranya.
And
you find love, and then they have to change all of their rules because now you have to be the first black person to come in there and marry one of the Oranje guys.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine?
Tion's cousin. I think this is great.
I'm looking forward to that.
I hope none of them are watching this show because they're going to warn the elders and then they're going to shut that place down. They're going to be like, don't let that Simpiwem Tetwa in. Then there's going to be a major race problem. Again, over Aranya denies access to Simpiwem Tetwa, spokesperson of all Zulus. Can you imagine? Big problem.
And poor Tion's going to get rolled into this.
I know. Because
Ben, who doesn't know how old people are, who doesn't like the old guy at gym. It's all going to come into this.
Hey, I know he gets the old guy at the gym. I bet there's an old guy at the Aranya gym as well.
He can talk to me any day. I just want to know what's the vibe. But yes, the cousin shared that if you are white, you can go anytime. You don't need to,
like in the old days.
Yes. And then if you are non-white,
you have a dompas.
You get a dompas, basically. But you can't. They don't say no to visitors. You just need a pass for the day or whatever.
Visa. Let's call it what it is.
But you know what? That happens to me when I go to theme parks as well.
That happens.
So I'll think of it. I'll think of it as a theme park then.
But I still want to go. I won't lie.
But visas, and that happens around the world.
Yeah.
You can't just somehow go into any country with your green passports.
Yeah, but it's not technically a different country.
It's in South Africa, Ireland.
Look, I would probably need a dompas if I went into Alex. Let's be fair. I would. I'd probably need it. Well, right? Even though it's an unwritten rule. No one's going to say to me, where's your dompas? But they will go,
what are you doing here?
What are you doing here? You know what I mean?
I get you.
So it's the same thing.
Yeah. So I'm saying, but that has not deterred me. I still want to go to Aranya.
All right. Well,
look, the question remains.
I think you're going to
Tion's cousin. How old is he?
I think you're going to be disappointed. I do have to tell you, I don't think it's great shakes. I think you have the best coffee you've ever had. No, I don't think you're going
to
see views and sights and sounds that you always want. The
biltong.
I knew there was. Eventually, we got to the truth. It was the biltong.
Yes. Because. You know my thoughts.
Yeah.
The racist, the bull tongue, the juicier it is.
How did you come upon that?
No, it's true.
It's true.
She's right.
It's true.
Are you saying Woolworths is racist?
No, the best bull tongue.
The best bull tongue.
Not the best bull tongue.
I promise you.
You haven't had good bull tongue with you.
I've had many good bull tongues from butcheries, mostly from Eastern European people who don't actually care about that.
Oh, so then I need to hook you up with some proper
racist bull tongue.
Bulta, you can taste the racism when you're
When you bite it, you hear the police dog bark at you.
Oh,
is it that racist?
And then you go back for more. That's how good it is. That's all trauma, right. Lord.
Okay, we're out of time. I mean, what a note to end this on. So you can taste the racism in that there bultong. Need some of that. Have some racist bultong this weekend. Have an awesome weekend. Have a good long weekend. We will be back on Wednesday next week. Obviously, Monday's a holiday. And I think after this, there's also Thursday that's a holiday, but that doesn't affect us on the show. So we will see you Wednesday and Friday next week. Otherwise, be good if you're not take photos. Ciao.
came to the door, she said, well, I was on the phone cooking me and my baby some breakfast. And she said, hey, something wrong, it's popping. I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no. So the girl come downstairs. She come out her apartment with her baby with no shoes on. I said, oh, girl, it's cold outside. She said, something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man, the building is on fire. I said, no, what? I got my three kids and we bounced out. We ain't going to be in no fire. Not today.